What an absolutely wonderful place that will be, where the soul of man never dies, where we can spend eternity around the throne of God, singing praises to him, serving him, and worshiping him. What a glorious thought, and all the trials and things that are going on in this world today, and to think of that heavenly place, that home that we can look forward to. What a glorious and wonderful God we serve that has made those provisions for us. Appreciate you being here tonight. We appreciate your presence again and the time that you have set aside to be here this evening, to hear, to open your Bibles, to listen to the Word of God. I don't believe there is a better place that you could be, and I'm so thankful that you have chosen to be here tonight. I want to invite your attention to the book of 2 Timothy, where we have taken our text in this series of lessons this evening for this week here, just simply entitled The Scriptures. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14 beginning, the Apostle Paul has written to this young evangelist here. He says, "But abide thou in things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work." So far in this series of lessons, we have looked at and learned what the scriptures are. The scriptures are the Word of God, the revealed mind of God that are profitable for us, as Paul writes to Timothy, are profitable for us. They are for our teaching, for our instruction, how we are supposed to live as godly people upon this earth. We have also learned as yesterday in what the scriptures have the power to do. Words have power. And there are no more powerful words than you will ever read or ever hear that not other than outside of the Bible. The words of God have the power to save mankind from their sins, to give them that hope of that eternal life in heaven. This evening, we want to consider this claim here of the verse of Scripture in verse 16 particularly. We'll consider this claim here that the Scriptures are inspired of God. Look at this Scripture here, and we may talk to others about this Scripture. But look at what it says, and want to answer and look at this question, are the Scriptures inspired of God? And how can we know that? We look at verse 16 and say, yes, it says that those very words. But what other proof do we have in that? Verse 16 there, every scripture inspired of God. What does that mean? What does that mean to us? What does that mean to the world? And as we're teaching the gospel to others, how do we explain that? Every word is God-breathed. God literally, the same word that is used back in Genesis when God breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of Adam is used here in 2 Timothy. The words are God-breathed. The scripture by inspiration from the majesty of its literary styles. The books of poetry and reading those and how the words flow together. And the meaning that is behind them. Talking of the glory of the world. The glory, the heavens declare the glory of God. From its majesty of literary styles, from the truth, from its purity, from its sublimity, from the doctrines that are contained in it. From the harmony of its several parts. How the New Testament explains, we talked a little bit about yesterday, explains the Old Testament more fully to us to understand. And how the books are all intertwined together as one story, one continuous story of mankind. From its power and its efficacy on the minds of those who converse with it. The accomplishments of the prophecies, the myriad of miracles that are within the scriptures that are proof of its divine originality. But what does this mean to us? What is this for us? Verse 15, as we talked about here yesterday, when Paul writes to Timothy, he says, "Thou hast known the sacred writings which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." The scriptures, able to make us wise, truly wise. Many people claim to be wise, and I know many wise people that upon this earth. But wise in their own eyes. Not wise in the way of the scriptures. The scriptures have the power and the truth and the purity of it to make us wise unto salvation. Through our faith. Mixed, the words of God mixed with our faith. And what it can do in Hebrews chapter 4, here in verse 2, the Hebrew writer has this to say. "For indeed we have good tidings preached unto us, even as also they, but the word of hearing did not profit them, because it was not united by faith with them that heard." We can sit and talk about the scriptures all day. We can read scripture after scripture, week after week, month after month, year after year. But if we don't have the faith to believe on, what profit are they to us? What good?